We're the Asylum Street Spankers from Austin, Texas, playing music the way God intended it, without the use of demon electricity.
Okay, guys, so are we ready to hit it?
I hope so.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
The Asylum Street Spankers are named after a street in Austin, Texas. They're one part revival band, one part satire, and one part performance art troupe. They pull their material from the kitchen sink of American culture, Robinson Crusoe, Paul Revere, covers of the hardcore punkers Black Flag, and old-time jazz.
So, where did Robinson Crusoe go?
There's a little bit of Betty Boop, a little bit of bluegrass, and an entire zoo of instruments, including a musical saw, harmonica, kazoo, mandolin, and ukulele. Also, they've got seven people. Two members of the group stopped by our studio the other day, the band's singer, Christina Mars, and the guy in the big cowboy hat who calls himself Whammo. And yeah, he insists that's his real name. Thanks for coming in, Christina Mars and Whammo.
Hi there.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. It's going pretty well. It's good to have you in town. Name all the CDs that you've made. Can you do that?
I can, I think. The first one we did was called Live, which is out of print. And then Spanks for the Memories was our very first record. And then Hot Lunch. And then we put out a bootleg of the Strawberry Festival, which we just re-released. Then we did...
Nasty Novelties.
And then Spanker Madness.
And Dirty Ditties.
Dirty Ditties.
And the Christmas CD.
And then My Favorite Record, which we titled because people always walk up to the merch booth and say, which one's your favorite? So we said, okay, we'll just call this one My Favorite Record and just slide it forward. And then...
Mercurial.
And a spanker, other than being a member of the British rugby team, is a...
It's one who plays his instrument vigorously.
You spank it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Also someone who likes to smack other people on the butt.
Listening to this and thinking about your titles and thinking about your performance, I know that you've been described as a sort of a postmodern jug band and hee-haw for hipsters and all that, but I think of Spike Jonze listening to this.
Well, that's a big influence for sure. Spike Jonze was incredible, and we certainly have listened to a lot of his music.
We've definitely incorporated some Spike Jonze ideas into some things, but the thing about any Spanker record is you're not going to really find two songs that sound the same.
We're going to have a TV party tonight.
All right.
We're going to have a TV party, all right.
Tonight.
We got nothing better to do. Watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Now, I know you get this question a lot, but listeners are going to be wondering if that's your real name. And I guess you have legally registered it, right?
No, I have not.
Ah.
I always tell people I was conceived on a slip and slide, but it's a big lie.
Well, and you won't reveal it now, right? We can just get that piece of business
over
with?
Yeah, let's just get that
over
with.
Okay, I'll tell you later. And you are the son of an opera singer?
It's true. My father was a Metropolitan Opera star, William Walker. Sang for the Met for 18 years, was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson 60 times.
60 times?
6-0, yes.
Would he come out and sing?
And sing and be interviewed and tell stories and sing more.
Oh, so what did he sing to you when you were a little boy?
All kinds of stuff. It was great because I always got to stay up late when Dad was on TV. That was the only time when I was a little kid we got to watch TV late at night. And I saw him on TV with James Brown, Frankie Avalon, Loretta Lynn, Colonel Sanders, a host of different celebrities, and he always had stories about them.
Were Doc Severinsen and Clark Terry still there?
Doc was there. As a matter of fact, I was forced to play the trumpet that Doc gave my father, gave him a sterling silver trumpet, and I really wanted to play drums in the high school band. And because Doc Severinsen had given my father this trumpet, they forced me to play it, and I hated it, and I was last chair. And and my band director said, well, I guess, you know, some people just don't have any musical ability whatsoever. And I just want to tell you, Mr. Sergeant, that I made it, pal.
We don't care. We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews. No one talks about anything else. We don't want to know.
it's a sin to tell a lie. Still you keep saying I love you. It may be true, I wish I knew. So I'm giving fair warning to you.
Are you deliberately channeling old stuff, Christina? I'm thinking of Betty Boop. Are you trying to reach back for something really American, really classic?
We're not purist, you know, we're not even revivalist. I think what we do is there's a lot of genre bending going on, and there's a lot of taking old musical styles and musical trends and merging them with modern influences and pop culture references, and you know, we don't want to sound like a Smithsonian recording.
I don't think you need to worry about that. Although I don't suppose that'd be so bad.
This is the Helen Cain voice, known to most people as Betty Boop, I guess. But Betty Boop, interesting story, was actually the creation of the Fleischer Brothers, and they stole this woman, Helen Cain's. They stole her persona, her entire act, and they put it into an animated form and called it Betty Boop. Of course, she died unknown and penniless. And
but, you know, her sound goes on and on.
So they hired an actress, Mae Questel, to imitate her for the voice of Betty Boop.
What I like is the sense that I can't think of much that's off limits to all of you. I mean, you seem to just not only have a lot of fun, but kind of reach into the musical grab bag of popular culture, and you're not afraid of anything.
Absolutely. And we, as a matter of fact, one of the things we love to do is take either a popular or an obscure song done by another artist and completely twist it around.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rock MCA.
On this record, we do a Beastie Boys cover side by side with all of these things from, like, Some of These Days from 1910, you know, or Send to Tell a Lie. But I don't think anything's off limits for us. I think that's what gives us its broad appeal, is that there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Pulled out the jammy, aimed it at the sky. He yells, stick 'em up and let two fly. Hands went up and people hit the floor. He waves to two kids to ran.
I like to boast that we get both kinds of blue hair at our show.
That's true.
That's absolutely true.
It's true. There'll be somebody with a mohawk with his grandma. It's always really great.
Whammo and Christina Mars, both members of the Asylum Street Spankers. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We did the Beastie.
Beastie Boy Boogie.
For more songs, go to our website, npr.org.